Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Construction, so let's do it, Dougie.
Yeah, right.
I like more than some road construction.
More road construction. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Friday already, the 17th of July. Like it or not, there are only two Fridays left in the month. 2 weeks from today will be the 31st of July, and then it'll be August. The
Stop
rain.
Ahead.
Oh, okay.
Well, well, Christmas.
Concentrate on now before you know it. Yeah, it will be Christmas. Let's concentrate on today and this past week, because we had a big broadcast week as usual. The big broadcast of 2015. The top 10 talk topics. Which one is the most important to you? I'm going to ask that of Jennifer and Kenny.
Okay.
And you. You can respond at 888-302-3684 or send an email to Kenny or Jennifer or me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Number one item, according to Talkers Magazine, is the Iran nuclear deal. May or may not be number one with you. You agree or disagree, Jennifer?
I'd say yes up until yesterday.
Yeah, right, with the shoot-up. The shoot-up, by the way, is in the number three position? Yes, the Chattanooga military assault, number three, presidential candidate number two. Caitlyn Jenner is number four. Greece and all that mess is number five. Bill Cosby is six. Illegal immigration is seven. El Chapo is eight. NASA's mission is nine. And what's going on the World Sports Talk Radio is number 10. So, Kenny, what do you think number one is?
The one that that is most important to me is the NASA mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
That was because it was a field story, too.
Yep. Yep. I'm with you on that, 100%. But we do have to pay attention to this gunman who attacked the two various military sites in Tennessee, 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz. Is that how he pronounced it?
Abdulaziz, yeah.
Abdulaziz. He killed four Marines. He was killed. Another whack job. Another circumstances. And this guy was born in Kuwait, really well-educated, had a degree as an engineer. He had not been on the radar at all of the feds, completely from out of nowhere.
These guys love to go after, because ISIS is very, for people, and, you know, this administration had called them the JV team. These guys, not JV at all. These guys are very advanced when it comes to social media and when it comes to using it to contact people that will work for them. And these are people that are disenfranchised, who feel like a victim, who don't feel like they have a place to belong in society. They're found online, and they're picked because they're not on any FBI watch list.
It's, yep.
And they're so advanced. They're winning in that respect with us because they know how to get to these guys.
Does anybody know what weapons he used? I haven't seen that anywhere.
Numerous.
There were a lot of guns. Yeah.
A lot of guns. So, anyway, here he is, another Muslim, another person in this country, another person used. And what this creates among the average American is a disdain more for the religion, for people who have names that sound like that, that come from where he comes from. Look, people say, look at all these people. They're the ones. Let's get rid of all the Muslims. They shouldn't be allowed in our country. You're going to hear a lot of that this weekend. And you've heard a lot of it before. This fellow had been an intern at the Tennessee Valley Authority up until a couple of years ago, apparently. He was outgoing, somebody said. Everybody liked him. He belonged to the Islamic Society of Greater Chattanooga. The shootings actually took place pretty quickly, I think. He stopped his car and sprayed dozens of bullets at the recruiting center for all branches of the military. And then he drove to a Navy Marine training center 7 miles away and shot it up pretty much the same way. So what makes these people this crazy? Is it that they believe in the message, really, and that they're going to meet 72 virgins? Is it that simplistic? Is it that silly? Or they just are so angry and so crazed that they'll do anything that is suggested by the people who are using them? You don't see the people that are directing things standing out in traffic, do you? It's, no, they send these younger people who are more impressionable. They are the soldiers. They're the fodder. Go get them.
And, you know, the enemy, and this is something we really have to remember, is that the enemy is America. The enemy is Western culture,
mm-hmm.
and we're infidels, and they feel like we deserve
the arrogance of that statement. And any religion, although there are plenty of religions, how often did you hear, Jennifer, growing up, that the Catholic Church was the one true religion and that all others were,
you know, I didn't
supplanted.
Hear that often. And I went to Catholic school for 12 years, and mm-hmm. in my religion classes we studied other religions, and I was never told that the Catholic Church was the one and only religion.
Really? I remember,
was told that we're a part of Christianity. We learned a lot about other people as well.
I remember as a kid, I had a girlfriend who was Catholic, and I read the catechism book just to sort of see what Catholic thinking was about. I don't know. I was in high school and thought, oh, this would be interesting reading. And what I read in there was the Catholic Church. At that time, that was part of what was being professed. Kenny, did you ever run across that in your studies of the Catholic religion?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. And so, but that's not, I'm not comparing the two necessarily. I'm just saying that it's not you. I've heard from a lot of Jewish friends that the Jews think that they have the one true religion, or, you know, you can
go
through
it. Everybody wants to be right. I mean, everybody wants their religion to
What's
be
at stake?
The one.
What happens after?
But you have to remember, I'm a kid of the 80s and 90s, so by that time we're already singing Kumbaya. I'm sure things had changed in the teaching. But, you know, this is an issue that I think we're not really ready to wrap our heads around, that these people want to kill us, and it's because of our way of life more than anything else. I don't even know if it's a religion thing. It's because everything that we do violates what they...
Their interpretation is based on some religious finding. Their religion, based on what they say the Quran says, and many people who are scholars say, no, that's not what it says at all. And people say that's not what Muhammad said at all. I don't know, because I'm not an expert on that religion, and frankly, I don't care. The fact that anybody could use that thinking to come up with it and pull off the stunts that they pull off, as far as I'm concerned, they'd be written off. There's nothing good about anybody or anything, any institution that would promote this kind of hatred and this kind of violence.
It brings up something pretty interesting, and I have been hanging out with Ann Coulter last week.
There you go.
But she has a book out, and in it she talks about how the last few big events in our country have been perpetrated by people who have come here legally. Legal immigration. The Tsarnaev brothers, for instance, were here legal immigrants.
Yep,
this guy, this Marine, a legal immigrant.
Yep.
And it does make you wonder if it's time for us to reevaluate, maybe upping our standards about who gets to come into the country.
Well, I've been saying that for years and years and years in terms of letting people in who offer something that is of value. What we've done in our stupidity is shut out all kinds of people who used to come in here, computer programmers, for example, or people who were really good at creating ideas that we turn into big businesses that are American businesses. We keep those people out. We let them come here to school, and then we throw them away after they're done. That didn't used to be the case, but because of all the focus on the illegals, well, we can't have these people here. We can't have them. I mean, it's nonsense. We throw out the good people, and we let all this garbage come in that has no value whatsoever, and they come in illegally.
And again, to cite this book, Adios America, she puts this in context where colleges don't just let anybody who applies come into the college. They pick the best of the best. And America has gotten out of the practice of doing that. And that's why our systems are so overrun, because the people that come here are poor. They don't have skills. They don't, you know, there's a lot of issues with what they bring with them.
Yeah. Well, we have, I've heard from some people who say that the reason that it's good for us to do this is because somebody's got to help them. Yeah. Okay. How about they help themselves?
Why? Us? Yeah. You know, we're the ones that
have an obligation
everybody.
Because we've done such a wonderful job of creating such a wonderful company, a country. Let's bring everybody in and have them take advantage. What
we
say
have
you?
It written on the Statue of Liberty.
Give us your tired, your poor,
think
your
we
huddled
hang
masses.
A closed sign on the Statue of Liberty.
A closed?
No, that's just saying closed.
Nah,
gone fishing.
That's negative too, and it's kind of silly and
just
too.
Just for a little while, Dougie. Just like a year or two. Just to
catch
up.
It doesn't fix. What are we going to catch up to? We're going to have all the illegals coming in. We won't let good people in here. We have to change the law that encourages people to come here and stay, that will be contributors to what we do here, not suck off the public tit, which is, or teat, as they say in the, that's a little crude using.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe.
And getting back to the thing in Chattanooga, this guy, it appears, came here as a child, and his father.
Yes.
Yeah, and but his father is a good member of the Chattanooga community, works for the Parks Department.
Yeah, no problem.
So there was no, there wouldn't have been, even if we had some sort of, if we were doing something to weed people out, he would have been here anyway.
Yeah, so the FBI is now investigating the background of this young person, and so there is not much more. It's being handled as a terrorism investigation, but this guy acted alone. There's nobody else involved in this, but it is what it is.
Makes you wonder if it's part of that big coordinated thing that was supposed to go off around July 4th, that the government arrested 12 people. Remember that? Like 2 weeks ago, the government took in about 12 people that were trying to put together these lone wolf attacks. You wonder if this is one that was related to that, or if it was something you just said, well, you know, it's Thursday. Let's go on out and do this today.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
Oh, thanks. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of.
Shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sherwin-Williams, make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, what do you remember about the Beatles' feature-length cartoon called Yellow Submarine, which premiered on this date in 1968? This was the number two, number one song, if you know what I mean. The Yellow Submarine idea, the inspiration for the movie. It's really quite a... If you've never seen it, it's just kind of... It's, in a way, it's a little weird. You agree with that, Kenny?
Yeah.
But yet it's still...
strange.
Yeah, right. But yet very entertaining. So we celebrate.
Drug users?
They were major drug users.
No,
by that
no.
Time.
Was the cartoon made for drug users?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to ask Ken.
No.
Ken?
No.
Okay. Because it's so brightly colored, I was just wondering if
yes,
it was
there were a lot of bright
colors. It was 1968.
That's what I mean.
Everything was for drug users.
I wasn't trying to be insulting. I'm serious.
25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I are here to bring you up to date on things like the late night show, the monologues. Everybody is stuck on Donald Trump. Say it again, Doug.
Him too.
Everybody's stuck
that
on
Trump, man.
Donald Trump, as we hear from Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers.
A store in Houston is selling Donald Trump pinatas filled with candy. Yeah. So finally, something good is going to come out of Donald Trump.
Donald Trump met with fellow GOP candidate Ted Cruz yesterday, and Trump admitted that he had no idea why they were meeting. It got even weirder when someone asked how they arranged the meeting, and Trump said, Craigslist. Trump's been very busy since announcing he's running for president. In fact, earlier this week, he gave an interview with CNN at a winery he owns in Virginia. Turns out Trump's winery makes two different kinds of wine, white wine and not white wine. Ted Cruz said this week that he is a big fan of Donald Trump. Though if there's one thing Donald Trump should try to avoid, it's big fans.
Ha 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 ha. That stuff is so lame.
Listen to you.
Why do you play it? Oh, I didn't pick this one out, frankly. There are the Donald Trump jokes. There's plenty there. Every day there's plenty of great ammunition and stuff to have a smile about. But the same old stuff about his hair and it's just boring. So let's get to somebody who's never... I don't find Wendy Williams ever boring, frankly. She answers a lot of audience members' questions about social issues, family issues, that kind of stuff, and she's usually right on. Here yesterday, she answered an audience member's question about whether to allow a daughter to become a model.
Just last night, my daughter told me that she's 16 years old. She was given the opportunity to model online for a swimwear company on social media. And while I'm so proud of her as a mom, you know, she went out. It was very entrepreneurial for her to do this. I fear it because she's my baby. But this is, you know, a social media thing, and I just worry about older men looking at her in that sexual way. Yeah. She was very excited about this, and it was a great chance for her, but
I wouldn't let her do this. She can model jeans, she can model tank tops, but not a bikini. You know, at 16, they're not old enough to defend themselves. You can negotiate with her and say, look, I'll let you do this if you shut down your Facebook, you know, or something like that. But I wouldn't even do that.
It's too much.
No, exactly.
Yeah, some good advice. Here she answers an audience member's question about an ex-boyfriend's mother still wanting to be friends.
My mother-in-law did not get along at all, and I just had a baby 4 months ago, and she expects me, she expects me to call her and update her on the baby and drive 2 hours every weekend to bring the baby to her to see her, but she makes no effort to call me or to see the baby. At this point, I am done with her and want to cut her out of my life. Am I wrong?
It's a little harsh. You're a little harsh with this one. And what is this, the first grandchild in the family?
The fourth. Sees the other three every week.
Well, I would ask your husband to handle this.
Okay.
You know, handle his mother. How does he feel about this?
He agrees with me.
Okay. Well, tell him to get on it.
Okay.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum of The Atlantic and Joe Connison of The National Memo. Coming right up, Red State Nebraska just became the 19th state to end the death penalty. A trend?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Frum and Joe Connison. Support for the death penalty among Americans has fallen in 20 years, from 80% yes to 56% yes. Now that Nebraska has voted to end the death penalty, is it dying?
We've seen the steepest decline in crime, probably in the history of the Republic, over the past 20-plus years. It is unsurprising that people's views about law enforcement and punishment are going to adjust to that fact. Americans are much safer than they were. The number of homicides is down from something over 20,000 a year to something around 12,000, 13,000. I think the death penalty will remain on the federal books for unusually heinous crimes, like the Boston Marathon bombing. But day in, day out, I think Americans are going to feel that they can afford to relax in law enforcement because the society is so much safer.
Yeah, I think those are all astute observations by David, and I would just add, people are getting rid of the death penalty where they are for practical reasons as much as any moral reason. It costs too much money. It doesn't succeed in exacting retribution. It's not clear that it's a deterrent at all. And, you know, I think we can all think of circumstances under which we would apply the death penalty to someone, but it's not necessarily the best public policy.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum of The Atlantic Magazine and Joe Connison of The National Memo Online.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
My mission today, along with the members of my staff, is to sound perky and to be up and at 'em and ready for anything that comes up conversationally. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Email to us, Doug or Ken or Jennifer, at DougStephan.com, should you want to comment on items that you're thinking about today. Or you can go to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Kenny's constantly monitoring your thoughts there. One of the most vivid memories I have ever had was waking up on this morning in 1996, July 17th, 1996. I woke up to the news that TWA Flight 800, which had 239 people on board, I believe, four crew members, 14 flight attendants, the plane exploded off of the coast of Long Island, fell into the Atlantic Ocean. It had just taken off from JFK, bound for Paris. The plane had been in Athens the day before. And that's normally what happens when you see these transcon flights or when you see the transatlantic or transpacific flights. Mostly, especially the transatlantic flights, the planes are en route back and forth every day. They go to a different city. So this was nothing special or spectacular as far as the usage of the plane is concerned. The plane blew up 24 minutes after it took off, 40 miles east of Long Island. The plane was at 13,800 feet. The victims had included some sports celebrities, entertainment celebrities, people in the business world, folks going on vacation. I remember a couple from Boston was on the plane. At the time, TWA was running a flight out of Boston as well to Paris, and the flight was overbooked. So they put them on a shuttle plane to New York, and on the plane they went to fly happily from Boston to New York to Paris, and they, through fate, didn't make it, obviously. So when I think about it, there were students from a high school in Pennsylvania. There were theories galore about this. Some believe the airliner was sabotaged and destroyed by a bomb planted on the plane. Others swore they knew the plane had been struck by a U.S. missile. After 16 months, the FBI announced that they couldn't figure out what brought the plane down. I've said once, if I've said it twice or 100 times, that plane was hit by lasers. There were activities reported. Matter of fact, there was some activity reported. We have the story today at DougStephan.com, Kenny, about these commercial flights and a military plane seeing lasers illuminating their aircraft as they flew over New Jersey.
Yeah, the Newark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have that story at DougStephan.com. So the business about the vapors and electrical arcing and the wiring, all nonsense. But and the fact that the FBI never could say publicly what happened made it even more suspicious. But for those of you who remember that morning, that's why I bring it up.
I do, and I remember that this is your theory behind it, that it was a laser.
Yeah.
Excuse me. When you think about what we have to deal with now, as much as technology is wonderful, you have these laser pointers now getting in the way of planes, 11 of them the other day at Newark.
Yep.
And then you have drones that you have to worry about that are flying in the past.
You have guns. But there are drones that have, we have a story today about drones with guns on them.
Yeah, it's like ridiculous. As much as I love technology, holy moly, I mean, it just...
Okay, so then
craziness.
Let's fast forward to July the 17th, 2014, when another airliner carrying just as many people, flight MH17, remember the Malaysia airline jet? It was shot down over the eastern portion of the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
The Boeing 777 down by a missile.
Coming along.
Oh, nobody knows. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah, nothing with that. And then there's the other Malaysia Airlines flight nobody's ever heard from again. That one is still a mystery. It was that 317, I think it was a flight number. So, anyway, it's those things are vivid in my mind, those pictures in my mind and maybe yours if you were around then, that TWA thing. Seeing the plane, they picked it out of the ocean and brought it into a warehouse on Long Island to try to put the pieces together. And some of the pieces were so small. But if you remember looking at those pictures, I can see the FBI lead investigator. I don't remember his name, but I can see him working around. And all of them were so frustrated because either they knew what happened and they couldn't say, or they couldn't figure it out. But to come up with all kinds of silly excuses made them sound silly. Themselves, they sounded silly. So I thought that that was something worth sort of connecting to these flights that Jennifer was talking about, the lasers as they flew over Newark Airport. What the heck is that all about? Has anybody really explained it, Kenny? I haven't seen an explanation for it. Have you?
No, it's people with who are, I don't know if they're just getting their jollies out of with these laser pointers because you can... You go outside, and it's like it's limitless how far it goes.
Yeah, yeah, right. And that's the thing. And there are various usage of it, various powers that can come out of these laser machines. So nothing to trifle with under any circumstance. A 38-year-old Ohio man charged with supporting ISIS, illegally possessing a firearm, and selling marijuana. Wow, this is an interesting combination.
Okay, so possessing a firearm.
Right. Amir
marijuana.
Saeed
okay, so far, so
Rahman
good.
Al-Ghazi.
Perfect. They never can be named Bob Smith. Why are they never named Bob Smith?
His real name is Robert McCollum, but he changed his name.
Can we just call him that? It's so much easier to say.
He was arrested for trying to buy an AK-47 from an undercover law enforcement agency.
No, that'll do it every time.
Got the attention of authorities through social media, where he allegedly pledged support to the leader of ISIS. His movements were tracked by federal agents who documented his statements urging others to follow ISIS. And I bring it up because it sort of goes hand in hand, does it not, with the identity of the man who killed the four Marines? There is, in these names, a hidden message. And one wonders whether we get the message or we don't get the message. And I don't know, frankly, even whether I'm not really sure what the message is. But I know it's one of confusion. We're constantly confused by the barrage of information that comes out about these people. And we're told not everybody who's a member of this religion is bad. And I agree and believe that. But there is, we've said this before, and sometimes it comes more to the surface than other times. When there are people who are leaders of this religion who get up and say, this is wrong. It happened in that situation in Dallas, I think, did it not? A month or so ago, when everybody sort of said, okay, this is enough.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when the individual circumstances present themselves, like these two things I'm talking about, where's the outrage? Where's the indignity surrounding that? I think there has to be more. If you want good PR, you want people not to judge you all as the same, even though that's pretty simplistic, it is the way people are. So if you want to fix that, then you better...
Well, we think in groups. You know, I mean, people that always talk about racism and stereotypes, it's not that people... I mean, there are some bad people who take it to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, our minds work by classifying people into these groups. That's how we think and we describe things.
Packs, and herds, tribes. Yeah, good point. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen with Uri Geller up next on our program.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, and more, all for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous pre-finished 3/4-inch solid copper heavy hardwood for $3.29 and more from 99 cents. $2 instant savings on our hottest mellowwood matte finished hardwood floors. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18 months special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Elder financial abuse remains both underreported and misunderstood. What's more, as America's population ages and life expectancies rise, more and more cases are possible. That's according to a study from Allianz Life. Katie Libby is the company's Vice President of Consumer Insights.
Despite a reluctance to turn to others for help, we found that elders who regularly talk to third-party resources feel that they're better equipped to identify and prevent financial abuse. That's why we've partnered with the Better Business Bureau on Safeguarding Our Seniors, a program that includes free resources that describe red flags to watch for and tips for prevention. The effort also features an initiative that sends volunteers to community and senior organizations to educate and encourage discussion on financial abuse.
To learn more about the Safeguarding Our Seniors campaign, visit AllianzLife.com/SOS. That's AllianzLife.com/SOS.
45 past the hour, 15 before the new hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, as usual, on Friday. Time for a visit from Uri Geller, who travels around the world helping people understand how to use their mental capacities better, mind expanding. I had a conversation with somebody about a woman from Utah, Uri, a mother, who credited women's intuition for awakening her before dawn a few days ago, allowing her and her husband to intercept an intruder's attempted attempted kidnapping of their 5-year-old daughter. She said they were asleep, they woke up, they heard a noise, and then they went to looking around the house. They found this person that came into the house who was trying to steal their daughter. And because she woke up, she and her husband were able to get the young lady out of the arms of the guy who was on his way out the door with their baby. So I guess I think about intuition here as something that's more than plausible. It's possible and definitively a part of us if we cultivate it. Is that not true?
Absolutely. And especially women have it much stronger than men.
Why would that be? Why are women stronger than men?
When I do my performances on stage, I usually invite only women to help me with telepathy, extrasensory perception, even the bending of a spoon or moving a needle of a compass. For instance, when I try to sprout a seed in the palm of my hand, there are at least 6 women around me saying, grow, grow. There is a powerful connection between mother and child. We all know that. I can tell you of stories where a mother, yeah?
I can hear you.
I'll continue. Stories of a mother driving a car with her child. The car turns over. The mother is thrown out of the car. The child is pinned under the car. And the mother, with her intuitive forces, amasses enough energy and strength to lift the car up and pull her child out.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been, you know, I mean, throughout the history of mankind, the mother and the child, as they always have that intuitive connection, whether you call it telepathy or extrasensory perception, sensing danger.
Yeah.
This is nothing new, what you're telling me. I mean, this is going on every day a million times around the world, that a mother senses that her child is in danger.
I remember seeing something a year or so, I think it was last summer, about a mother of a 2-year-old. The 2-year-old went outside, went into their little wading pool, and somehow got into trouble. The mother sensed something was wrong, and she ran out to find the baby upside down in the pool, and she was able to get the baby out and save the baby. But, you know, under the circumstances, she didn't see it. She just felt it.
Yes, this is, it's really called an instant intuitive surge of energy. It's instant. Then there are dreams that mothers dream of their children,
mm-hmm.
And when if the dream leads them to something negative or dangerous, they will protect their child. The next day they will talk to the child. It's really amazing. And you know, Doug, I don't know if there was ever a telepathical experiment conducted between mothers and their children. Of course, you know, this is another field, but twins, for instance, have immense telepathy between them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is very acceptable. It's no big deal. A mother, you know, saving her child with intuition is not a rare occurrence.
Did you know that 70% of pregnant women can correctly intuit the sex of their baby?
Absolutely, absolutely. There is that, I call it an invisible, spiritual, psychic connection to the child, and through that invisible thread of telepathy, I think it involves spirituality.
Yeah.
A mother can actually communicate while she's still pregnant with her child. You know, my daughter happens to be pregnant now.
Oh,
Natalie.
Really? Congratulations, Natalie's pregnant. Cool. She got married a couple of years ago. That was
she's
a neat.
She's actually landing in England in the coming hour and a half.
Good for her.
So she's flying in from Los Angeles, and she tells me on the phone and on, you know, when we communicate, that she not only feels the baby kicking, but she can communicate with her child. Amazing.
Yeah.
So hey,
there are also stories of mothers detecting their children were sick from many thousand miles away, that sort of thing. So it's a skyrocketing phenomenon that we ought not to discount. I think that's why I wanted to talk to you about it.
not only discount, but we should research more and more and more.
Yeah, I think so. So why don't men, we got about 30 seconds, why don't men have the same intuitive powers, do you think?
Because a mother, you know, when I'm asked always, what do I consider a miracle? I always say a miracle is the birth of a child. And since the woman gives birth to a child, I think that's why protectively they are much stronger. Yes, more connected intuitively.
Yeah. All right. Mother's intuition is real. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Always all kinds of things on how you can improve your mental capacities, your mental well-being, your mental abilities. Uri, thank you as always. It's a mind-expanding process having you here to yak with us on the Good Day program. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
After the hour now, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbin is at the beach, I believe.
Not assignment.
No, today's at the beach.
On assignment.
Three-day weekend. More people are taking these three-day weekends.
Summertime.
I was talking to a fellow who is a dentist when he was cleaning my teeth a couple of weeks ago, and he said that his office in the summertime is so busy on Friday mornings because everybody wants to get their teeth cleaned on Friday. Oh, I got to go to the dentist.
How did you manage that?
Then they take the rest of their weekend off.
How did you manage that?
Manage
that is my
what?
Pet peeve. You know, when you're at the dentist and they're like, oh, so tell me about yourself. You're like,
clever with
but
my
dentists
mother,
somehow yeah. understand what you're saying back to them.
Somehow
you
they
can't
do,
move
right.
your lips.
Special translation course in school. College of Dental Knowledge. All right, so we got to get off of our dental work and get to technology in a moment. The results of our poll yesterday regarding Amazon Prime Day and other things, I suppose, to throw out from things that are all, I guess, all things Amazon. It's either all things Amazon or all things Apple, it would seem.
Or Google.
Or Google, yep.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get to one of each as we continue in Tech Talk time in a moment on Good Day.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's July clearance. Save huge on over 20 million in clearance inventory. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 8 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and tech. Over 300,000 items marked down. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's July clearance kicks off now.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples Copy and Print, we will match any competitor's quote. Plus, we have 110% price match guarantee.
Price match covers items sold by retailers or operating stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped directly by Amazon.com. Orders must be identical, valid through 9/19/15. See store staples.com for details.
All right, so Amazon had a very good day on Prime Day, even though, Jennifer, you didn't like it.
Oh, I thought it was lame. And I, look, I love Amazon, so and I use it all the time, but I just didn't find any deals on anything I needed.
Sales were up 80% in the United States, 40% in Europe on Wednesday, compared to the same day
granny panties
last
apparently.
Year. Right. 20th birthday of Amazon. Prime Day sales were big. Many shoppers took to Twitter, though, as Jennifer suggested, to voice disappointment about the selection. But they did some good for their bottom line. The poll asked you whether you bought anything during Amazon's Prime Day sale. That was yesterday's poll. Let's see how this came up. 40% of you said I didn't see anything I was interested in. 31% said I bought stuff from Walmart. Had better deals. 17% said, yeah, I saved a ton of money. And 12% said, I bought one or two things. So that may have been the case with you, identifying what's going on. MasterCard looking to eliminate the need for passwords by working on an application that would enable you as a consumer to authenticate online transactions by scanning your face. The scan process involves blinking to eliminate the risk of thieves using photographs. Company is also working on voice recognition and heartbeat technology as a way to identify you, to verify that it's you. That sounds a little spooky to me. Does it not to you? No?
It's a little spooky, but I had heard that they were doing this, and the blinking is going to be the key to let them know that the sale's okay. Weird, right?
Folks at Apple planning to produce more iPhones than ever for the next planned model. The company has asked suppliers to make 85 million units for the new 5.5-inch headset, or handset, rather. When are they coming out with a new one? When is this next one coming out, supposedly, Kenny? Do you know?
I don't think there's a date for it yet.
And they're just building a lot of them. Here's something for those of you who are thinking ahead. Consumers in the future may be able to effectively pull objects out of their computer screens and touch, feel, and manipulate them in midair.
Can you imagine? Hello, Jetsons.
Yeah.
Let's go double date with George and Judy.
I'm pulling something out of someplace else. But,
Oh,
what do you mean? Oh, you don't know what I'm thinking. What's the big idea?
I can guess.
Really?
Ew. Yes.
I can guess.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.